Members, make a start. I don't think there's anybody else out in the lobby, is there? Okay, folks, I'd like to welcome everyone today to the meeting. Can everyone hear me clearly? Okay, members of the public should remain seated throughout the meeting and should not speak. Everyone should enter. Ensure their mobile telephones are either turned off or switched to silent. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded, except that the council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. I would like to remind councillors of their obligation under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please ensure you either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the table for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. Okay. We have apologies today from Councillor Walker and Councillor Byrne. Are there any other apologies? None. Okay. Any declarations of interest? None. Okay. We will then move to the action sheet. Item number 3. We'll go through it page by page for accuracy. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. And page 4. A proposer and seconder for accuracy. Proposed by Councillor Burgess. Seconded by Councillor Hyland. Okay. Any items arising from... Any matters arising from the action sheet? No? Okay. I will move on to item 4. This is an item for noting. It's the report on Section 75 Policy Screening Report, Quarterly Report for Period October to December 2018, with the Appendix Quarterly Screening Report October December 2018. And Doreen is going to deal with that one. Doreen?
Yes, Councillors, this item is for noting. It's our quarterly report. There were 4 reports screened in the period and they're listed for you at Appendix 1. Happy to take any comments or questions and just asking you to note it tonight, members.
Don't need a proposer, so just for noting. Any comments? No comments. Okay. Move on to item 5. I think Fergal's going to speak on this one. We need a proposal and seconder for the sublease of the boathouse at Warren Point. It's page 9, I think, of your pack. Fergal.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a matter which goes back to late 2017. Council agreed at that stage to sublet the boathouse in to Carlingford Lough Curragh Club. This is a boathouse in Warren Point at Marine Parade. This committee decided on the 12th of October at a meeting to make an application to the Department for Communities to allow the boathouse to be sublet at a peppercorn rent, a matter which required the consent of the department at that time. So the department have since come back in December just passed with a letter of consent granting the sublease on this basis. Proposal flowing from that is that Council sublease the boathouse to the club for the remainder of the term in which the property is currently held by Council. So it's currently held by Council under a 5-year lease which was granted to Council in 2016. This expires in March 2021. The recommendation is to grant a sublease to Carlingford Lough Curragh Club at Peppercorn Rental for a term expiring on 31st March 21.
Okay, thanks. Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Chairperson. My memory was that at the SPNR meeting last year we proposed and seconded that originally. So I'm not sure we need to propose and second it again because that's how it got to the department in the first place.
Well, it's down here. Councillor Enright for proposer and seconder.
I propose it then, Chair.
Propose Councillor Ryan. We've got a seconder? Seconder Enright. Okay.
Could I just say to Chair, it's a welcome step forward because the premises itself has sort of not been used for quite a number of years. And to be fair to the club, over the last while, they have made good use of that area and continue to do so. So obviously be a huge step forward for them as a club.
It's very welcome to that. Councillor Carr. All gone. Okay. Any more comments? No. Okay. Move on then to item number six, was the implementation of the local government resilient resourcing model. I believe Connor's going to speak to that one. Connor?
Thanks, Chair. And the purpose of the paper presented tonight is to seek agreement for members to implement the new local government resourcing model by agreeing to the principles set out within the attached service level agreement. It was agreed that the proposed model would be based on a regional service hosted by Armagh, Banbridge and Craigavon Council, where all officers would be employed through and DF funding drawn down. One of the main key issues is that funding for all costs associated with the implementation and maintenance of the model post-transfer are covered under the remit of local government civil contingencies funding up to the year 2021. So the recommendation is that the Council approves the implementation of the model, and to achieve this, agreement to the terms set out within the SLA is sought. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay, can I have a proposer and a seconder? Proposed, Councillor Ryan. And seconder? Councillor O'Murray. Thank you. Then we go on to item 7, release of the bylaws at Twella Beach. Item number 7 in your pack. I believe Ms. Alison's going to speak on this one. Sorry, I didn't see Alison. That's over to Alison.
Thank you, Chairman. The report is self-explanatory. Really a procedural matter, and I'm seeking Council to pass a resolution for the purpose of having the agreed bylaws for the regulation of seashore at Torella formally made to enable the legislative procedural requirements to proceed. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Enright.
Proposed.
Proposed by Councillor Enright. Seconded by Councillor Turner. Any further comments, questions? No. Okay, we'll move on to item 8, which is the circular of the 11th, 2018 consultation rectification of the cost cap floor breach. And hand over to Zarina to deal with that one. Zarina.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, you'll see before you that NILGOS have issued a consultation. They had previously brought in an employer cost cap mechanism around the local government pension scheme. You will see on page 1 that the target cost has been breached, and the Government Actuaries Department is now seeking a recalculation. We do intend to respond with other councils to this consultation. The reason I'm bringing it to your attention is really to put you on notice at page 2, you'll see potential impact for employers. The results of that are not known, but there's the potential to have an impact on contribution rates going forward. So I'll keep you updated on those as I know more, and it's really just for noting at this stage. If anyone would like to feed into that consultation, you can speak to me either tonight or afterwards. Happy to take any comments or questions.
Any comments or questions, members? Okay, duly noted. Okay, item 9, again, Alison's dealing with this one. We need a proposal and second in relation to the renewal of the lease with more and stimulus at the premises of Council Road to the Quay. Alison?
Thank you, Chairman. Members, the report is self-explanatory. Moran Stimulus, the current tenants of the premises, have sought to exercise their option to renew their current lease for a further 25-year lease period. The lease would be on the same existing terms and conditions, save for the new lease would not give them a further option to renew. Thank you.
Okay, any comments? Proposed, Chair. Proposed, Councillor Dorn. Need a seconder. Councillor O'Murray.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Alison. Item 10 on the agenda is again another item for noting. Chief Executive Liam's going to speak on this in relation to the resident survey report.
Yeah, Chairman, it's on for noting, conscious that we got a workshop with members last Thursday night. Briefed members, briefed the press, and I think they carried it this week and briefed staff onto it. So it's just there for noting, members. The next time you'll see it, we'll be bringing the key findings out of it to part of our corporate plan working group and bringing forward the issues been raised in that and the members' comments.
Okay, Thanks, Liam. Just like the comment, it's good to have some positive news coming our way. Any comments from Solar? Okay, duly noted. Okay. Item 11 relates to the Civic Centre Regeneration Programme Theatre Conference Project. Marie, I think, is going to speak on that one. Marie? Sorry?
Adrian,
sorry, my apologies.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks,
the purpose of this report is to seek a number of approvals related to the new conference facility as part of the wider City Centre Regen scheme. This committee gave a number of approvals at the June 2018 SPNR, which included the approval to the strategic outline case, approval to procure consultants, the augmentation of a new conference facility on the Ross Thompson site, and to commence procurement of same. To that end, Council appointed Plan Limited, a specialist conference designer, in September with the intent to review the cultural offer, perform a capacity study, and develop a design brief for the new facility. They were tasked with looking at the existing buildings and the existing site, making sure that they could accommodate a new facility, both theatre, arts, and conferencing. And in addition, they engaged the Right Solution, who are a specialist conference market research group, to provide specific local conference market research in terms of both the organisers, the demand, and also the providers. And that was used to inform their capacity study. A presentation was made to the SPWG on the 5th of December, at which Plan and the Right Solution presented their findings and recommendation. And the purpose of this report is to seek approval to those recommendations, which are made at Section C.
Have we any comments from the floor? Proposed. Okay. Seconded. So I'd just like to put on record, thanks to Adrian and Marie and the team for the work that's been done on this so far. I think you all welcome. This is a major project for our city. I think we have a vibrant art sector within Urien District. This will become a potential home for them and a place to showcase the talent we have and be a major tourist attraction. You'd hopefully feed some bed nights in our city, and I think it's a reflection of our excellent creative community that we have within Newry City and the district, and very much a welcome from ourselves and my party colleagues in the city who would have supported this project. Councillor Casey.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm not on this committee, but you're
welcome to speak. No,
thanks very much. It's good to see this coming to fruition. I know this has been knocked about for a long time, from back when Pat McGinn was Chair of Council or Mayor of Council as it was then. Is there any suggestion that we're going to develop Chasey's Plaza to try and complement that whole complex, Chair?
Adrian, I'll leave that with you.
Yeah, you mean that we're dead?
Okay. Well, but duly noted, I take it. Okay. Duly noted. Okay. That's great, Adrian. Thank you very much. I need to. Item 12. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry. Item 12 is the draft regional spatial economic strategy. Bring in Marie on this one.
Members, you have the paper and the details in front of you. This is the draft regional spatial and economic strategies for the Eastern and Northern and Western regional assemblies. We are issuing just a response on that, and I suppose we're doing that having liaised with Louth County Council and recognising that we are delighted that it recognises the Belfast Dublin corridor and the connections with Newry. So, if members are content, just to note the paper, we will issue the correspondence.
Okay. Any comments? Okay. Well, I think that's a positive step, Marie, in getting us recognised finally as a key area within the economic corridor. Hopefully we can maximise those opportunities that flow from that. Okay, that's duly noted. This item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular individual person, including the council, holding that information on the public may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. Members, I would ask for a proposer and seconder to win the closed session. Councillor Rowan, Councillor McMahon.
Ready for the tape then for the closed session?
Okay.
So, whilst in closed session, the following items were agreed. Item 13, it was agreed to note the update report on Brexit planning, including day one preparedness. Item 14, report on surplus assets. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Dorn, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to approve the disposal of the assets listed in paragraph 3.1 of the officer's report through the D1 public trial process. Namely, lands at Meadowlands Recreation Area, lands at Ballyvange, lands at 17 The Square, Ballinahinch, lands at Grove Gardens Recreation Area, Killalay, lands at Windmill Hollow, Saintfield, lands at Linkside Park, Newcastle, lands at Bog Road Amenity Area, Fork Hill, lands at the rear of Jonesborough Market, Kilkeel Town Hall, and lands adjacent to Derelecca Playing Fields. And to consider further the remaining assets listed in the officer's report at a future meeting of the Strategic Projects Working Group. Item 15, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Highland, seconded by Councillor Dorn, to engage LPS to undertake valuations of Newry, Mourne and Down District Council's land and buildings for the 2018-19 annual accounts under a direct award contract. Item 16, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Dorn, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to consent to a sublease from Drumnakelly Power Limited to Granville Energy Supply Limited of the site currently held by Drumnakelly Power under lease of the Council, dated its 29th of July 2013. Item 17, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to approve the business case to enable procurement for valuation services to proceed. Item 18, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Dorn, seconded by Councillor Traynor, to note the contents of the officer's report and to proceed to dispose of the hospital road site via the D1 process to the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, with Council noting their commitment to provide a proportion of Daisy Hill Nursery site to the Southern Health and Social Care Trust for the identified car parking required by the Trust. To progress to private sector sale of Market McAlevey Store and Crow Ray Office, to dispose of the metal portal frame store Kearns and Murta site via the D1 process to the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, that officers carry out further investigations and planning considerations in respect of Abbey Heights amenity area, and to delay private sector sale of Murrhill former refuge site for a 2-month period. Item 19, it was agreed to note the contents of the action sheet of the Albert Basin Task and Finish Working Group meeting on the 6th of December 2018. And item 20, it was agreed to note the contents of the action sheet of the Strategic Project Working Group meeting held on the 14th of January 2019.
Okay, thanks, Marina. Item 21, I think it's our last item this evening, is in relation to the NILGA subscription and work plan 2019-2020. Trina, do you want to come in on that?
Yes, members, this is correspondence from NILGA. I'm asking you to note this tonight. So this is NILGA laying out their work programme for the forthcoming year. You'll see in the cover letter received from the Chief Executive that this has been put together with the participation of a number of our elected members as listed. You'll also see as well that NILGA are asking for no increase with regard to the contribution for the work that they do alongside our council. So asking you to note that tonight, members.
Okay, any comments? Duly noted. Okay, folks, thank you very much. It was a long agenda, got through very well. Thank you very much, and see you home.